I'm thrilled to have back with us Kara Powell from the Fuller Youth Institute. Everything that we're going to talk about today, you can find online at fulleryouthinstitute.org/anxiousworld. Kara, welcome back to Mornings with Carmen.
Thanks, Carmen. It's great to be with you.
So we in our family are still working our way through the Withing book and all that it has brought to us in terms of walking with our kids in the journey and experience of faith. So just want to thank you again for that and encourage our listeners to go back and listen to that podcast. The Withing conversation that I had with Kara Powell was just excellent. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, this new reality in which we all find ourselves, COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever we want to call it. Talk about faith in an anxious world.
Yeah, well, it's understandable that folks are more anxious. We as adults are more anxious. Young people are more anxious. And if you think about the life of a young person, they're constantly getting updates through their devices of what's happening in their city, in our country, and globally. So it's really a constant stream of updates with a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen in the future. So, you know, in general, in our population, about 1 out of 3 folks at some time in their lifetime will deal with an anxiety disorder, 1 out of 3. And in seasons like this, the tendency to feel anxious increases. So we expect that we're going to see more and more young people and really people of all ages dealing with anxiety.
And we talk about, you know, equipping families who are pretty much at home right now all together. Like, right, we're not going to youth group. Kids are not going to their discipleship groups. They're not, I mean, they may be communicating with their youth pastor or their youth leader, but they're not in that environment where they are used to being able to maybe even talk about us, you know, like in a positive way behind our backs, right? So talk with us.
Yeah.
Talk with us about this transition to, you know, being at home with our own kids and really where we've always been responsible for their discipleship. We are now responsible for that in a new way.
Yeah. Let me just say, I think COVID-19 is something I grieve about it. I pray about it. Was just praying about it in the last 15 minutes. I would do anything I could to eradicate it. Let me say, though, if there's going to be some positive effects out of it, one of my hopes is that parents now have the opportunity to more directly influence their kids when it comes to spirituality. You know, so many times as parents, we think we can be what my colleague at Fuller Seminary, Pam King, calls dry cleaner parents, that we can bring our kids all spiritually dirty to church, check them in, leave them in the youth ministry, and then pick them up 75 minutes later, all spiritually clean, because somebody else has done that, you know, spiritual cleaning for us. And that is, that tendency is harder to embrace these days now that we're with our kids all the time. So actually, I think that's going to be one of the positive effects potentially of COVID-19 as families are experimenting more with family church. They're having their kids choose worship songs to listen to as a family. They're gathering around scripture at coffee tables and kitchen islands more. So I know that's actually been one of the positives for our family is the chance to have family church every Sunday.
So we let our 16-year-old set up a Pandora station that would be for our family during this time. So that gave her something to be responsible for and that would serve the whole family. And it meant I didn't have to learn how to do that. And so, right. And that's a Withing kind of thing. Like she is more with it when it comes to those things than I am. So what are some just other maybe very practical things that at different ages and stages we can allow our kids to be responsible for as we are doing this together as a family? So it's not just like, you know, mom and dad suddenly become the worship leaders and the Bible teachers, but we are all in this as a journey of faith together. So getting a little bit back to your Withing theme.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what our family did. I believe it was the second weekend that we knew we were going to be together. The first weekend, we were still a little bit, you know, caught on our heels or off our heels. But the second weekend, we looked at the greatest commandments that Jesus gives us, to love our neighbors, to love God, and to love ourselves. And I created about 8 questions on a sheet of paper that asked, how are we going to love God in the midst of this? What can we do to grow closer to God, each of us? And how are we going to love ourselves? How are we going to make sure that we stay on top of our work? How are we going to make sure that we keep active and working out? And then how do we love our neighbors? How are we going to love literally our neighborhood? How are we going to love people in need who maybe we don't know, but we still want to help in the midst of this season? And they just jotted down answers, and then we talked about them. But that's given us a really helpful framework. How do we love God, and how do we love our neighbors as ourselves? And so, you know, whatever I would encourage families to think about and pray about, parents, grandparents, step-parents, to pray about, like, what's a family verse that can be meaningful for a week, a month, for this season, however long it lasts? And how can we talk about that verse and what it means to live it out individually and then support each other as a family?
Oh, I love that. All right, I'm talking with Kara Powell. She's the executive director of the Fuller Youth Institute and a faculty member at Fuller Theological Seminary. We are talking specifically today about faith in an anxious world. It's a 4-week high school curriculum, but really you could do it at home over a period of time with your high school or even college age students. FullerYouthInstitute.org/anxious world. Kara, let's take a very brief break. When we come back, let's talk about how Jesus enters into some very anxious situations and how his presence in the midst of that really does change the reality. I'm going to continue my conversation in just a moment with Kara Powell. Returning now to my conversation with Kara Powell. Kara, I'm wondering if there's a process that you're recommending to adults who are walking in life with an anxious preteen or teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. As part of our research for the Faith in an Anxious World series and parent podcast series, we spent a lot of time with theologians and therapists, really world-class experts on adolescent and childhood anxiety. And I learned so much as a parent myself. And as I looked over their research and insights, I realized that it really breaks down, my favorite ideas break down into 5 steps that start with A, B, C, D, E. So that makes it easy for us to remember as busy adults, A, B, C, D, E. And the first A, and this is so pragmatic and important to do, especially as we're grounded at home with our kids. If we feel like our young person is maybe starting to deal with anxiety, ask them, hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how anxious are you feeling right now? Have them, and by the way, scale of 1 to 10 is a great question to ask as a parent or step parent in general. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how anxious are you feeling right now? A 1 to 3 is no big deal. A 4 or 5 is handleable. But a 6 or above is where you want to start thinking about, does my child need additional support? Does my child need to talk to a pastor or a professional therapist, a mental health professional? Because what they're dealing with, and this really could be true in this COVID-19 era, what they're dealing with is more than they can handle.
All right. And what if my kid is, you know, they think they are at a 9 or a 10. And yet, in reality, I kind of recognize that that's maybe not, maybe that's sort of a hysterical moment.
Sure, absolutely. Well, then I'd give it an hour and I'd ask again. But a 9 or 10, if your child is feeling that way, you need to have them talk to an adult who's trained. Even if they're exaggerating in the moment, I would say that's a pretty urgent situation to have your child talk to ideally a mental health professional. If you don't know one right offhand, ask your pastor. They would hopefully have some recommendations on someone who can provide that support that your child needs in that moment.
All right. That's so helpful. All right. So number one is ask them. That's the A. What's the B?
Yeah. B is help your child breathe. And, you know, my whole life I've been hearing the importance of taking deep breaths, and I never understood why until I spent some time with some therapists who explained it to me. You know, our body, we automatically kick in with adrenaline when we're feeling anxious and our heart starts pounding in order to get blood to all of our extremities. When we breathe, It's like God's brake pedal on that process, to slow our breathing down, to slow our lungs down, which ends up slowing our heart down. And so one of the most pragmatic responses that you can offer your young person is, okay, let's try to breathe a little bit together and see if we can restore some sense of normality.
All right. We're doing five really practical steps in a process for any adult to use with an anxious child or teenager. We have talked about A, ask them, B, breathe. What's C?
C, this is so important, Carmen, and I know you're going to definitely embrace this idea yourself, is to center on a helpful truth or scripture, worship song. Figure out with your child what is something that can be a mental anchor for them when they're feeling anxious. In our family, one of our family mantras since our kids were very young was Emmanuel, God is with us. And so if any of our three teenagers, we have a 19-year-old, 17-year-old, and almost 14-year-old, if any of them are feeling anxious, we talk with them about Emmanuel, God who is with us. We've also looked together at Philippians 4, 6, and 7, what it means to be anxious about nothing but to be prayerful. One of our children, they like to play worship songs if they're feeling anxious. So, and one song in particular. So again, whatever scriptural or truth about God is meaningful, that's the C, to center on that.
All right, Kara. And what's D?
D is develop your team. The good news for us as parents is that we do not have to do this alone. And there are going to be things that our kids are going to feel more comfortable talking about with another caring adult or a friend. So talk with your child about who it is that they can continue to talk to about this. When our kids are out of the house, for instance, if they're nervous when they go to soccer practice or every time they walk into math class, who's a friend they can talk to at that moment? Are there adults around, any particular adult they can talk to? And again, if needed, is a therapist could be part of that team. So develop your team.
All right. Ask, breathe, center on a helpful truth, develop your team. What's the fifth step?
Yeah, empower through empathy. And really, ideally, we're doing this through the whole process. So much of good parenting, I continue to learn, so much of good relationships in general, I continue to learn, is to empathize with what that other person is going through. You know, you gave the example earlier of a young person who says they're at a 9 or a 10, and you don't really totally buy that they're at a 9 or a 10, or at least that's not long-term what you think they are. Well, if it feels like a 9 or 10 to them, then how can we empathize with that and understand why? But I love the idea of not just feeling with a young person, but to help them move forward through empowering them through empathy. Lisa Damore is a wonderful psychologist, and she gives a great phrase for adults dealing with any child or teenager having a challenge, whether it's anxiety or something else. And it's two parts. That stinks. That's part one. But I think you can handle it is part two. And, you know, I don't use exactly that phrase, but I use variations of that phrase. Oh, my goodness, that sounds so hard. What do you think you can do to move forward in that situation? Or, oh, I know it's so tough being at home all the time. How do you think you can make it better for yourself? Or what can I do as a parent to make this easier for you, to be less annoying to you? I've certainly asked that question of my own teenagers as we're all home all the time together. So empower through empathy, some variation of a phrase, that stinks, but I think you can handle it.
Kara, so helpful. I know that people can go to fulleryouthinstitute.org/anxiousworld to access this new 4-part curriculum, but you also mentioned a podcast. Can you tell us what that is and how to find it?
Yeah, it's also at the same place, fulleryouthinstitute.org/anxiousworld. And we interviewed amazing parents, therapists who have successfully dealt with anxiety in their own families and with young people. And so we gleaned quite a lot, and we wanted to have resources just for parents that really complement the resources for church leaders. So all that's available at the website.
So you're going to want to go to fulleryouthinstitute.org/anxiousworld. If you have heard my conversations with Kara about growing with and withing, you can find that under the parents tab. There's also a sticky faith place there. We have had conversations about technology, and there's a parent library. So parents, really want to help you find this website and these resources. Again, fulleryouthinstitute.org/anxiousworld. There's a 4-part curriculum there that you should consider related to talking with your teenager, even your young adult, about the anxiety that they're feeling in this season. But also click on that parents tab, because there's a lot of other really great stuff on this website. Kara, thank you as always for what you do each and every day, bringing us really good research-based and also experiential knowledge to just bringing Christ to bear on these issues that we're all dealing with at home right now.
Well, thank you. I am living it every day with my own husband and kids. So it's a pleasure, Carmen. Thanks.
Yeah, have fun drywalling with them.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Kara, thanks a lot. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. We'll be right back.